What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 307. My name's Turner Sparks.
I'm Miguel Kaplan.
You can find me at turnersparks.com, at turnersparks on Instagram. You can find Kaplan at Kaplan America on all social media platforms, Kaplan NYC for all your real estate needs. And Kaplan, on the podcast today, we're talking about Colombia. The country of Colombia, not the college. Yeah, not the place in Missouri, not the college in New York, not the guy who sailed the seas and then discovered America. That's Columbus.
Christopher Columbus. That's Christopher Columbus. Yes, I know. You don't learn about him in California, but that was his name.
Yeah, they got rid of him a long time ago. We don't believe he existed, actually. You know how people don't believe Jesus was a real person?
Yeah, you don't even believe Christopher
in California.
Columbus,
we don't believe.
You know,
Columbus.
I was in Italy just recently, and they have lots of stuff named after him. They do not realize that he's been canceled.
Well, we're talking to a man from a country named after him.
Yeah, exactly.
On the podcast
to cancel
today,
that country.
We're talking Colombia. We have our friend Paulo Hernandez back on the show coming up in just a minute to be talking about. He has a lot going on with his comedy career, which we're going to get to. But also, there's a new peace deal between the. Would it be called a paramilitary group? The ELN? I don't know if they're military or just violent, aggressive guerrilla group and the government.
Marxist terrorists. Yeah.
And they're hoping it's one of the final nails in the coffin for violence in Colombia.
They're hoping that one day, years from now, people are thinking like, remember those days when it used to be violent? It's like a thing of the past.
Thing of the past is what they're hoping for. Kaplan, before we get to that, we are part of the world's smartest podcast network. I think we're going to do a roundtable maybe next week or the next week. I know there's the sharks are circling the waters. Ideas. We're put
discussion,
our writers
negotiations
room,
are happening now. Yeah.
Yeah. Our writers' rooms come back together and we're breaking the writer's strike, by the way, by writing with each other. But it's you, me, Andrew Heaton, Dr. Andrew Jones-Roy. And so that's World's Smartest Podcast Network. I should be doing that later. Yeah. Patreon.com is what I'm here to talk about. Support our show, patreon.com/lostinamerica. $5 a month gets you extra bonus episodes a couple times a week of me and Kaplan, our Lost in the Bunker show, our full throttle comedy podcast. Plus, we got to get it. We're going to get one for August. We're going to get behind the curtain? Off the record. Off the record. We're doing an off the record show.
We're going to show our TV show, right? We're going to maybe do another screening.
Yes, we're going to do another screening. So our TV show that we screened in January or February, where we went to El Salvador and learned about Bitcoin with Gabby Rivera and the whole gang down there, the stand-up comedy community. We have now done a re-edit of that show. We've done a lot of updates, and we're going to be screening that later this month. So here is your first announcement. All Patreon subscribers, $5 a month or more, gets you access to that. So we'll be doing a live watch party with Kaplan and I. All right, Kaplan, now.
Yeah.
And did also, I miss anything?
Yeah. Well, no, the only thing is we're also going to be doing we're getting a real estate comedy show going because last week.
Oh, Kaplan did comedy a week or two ago in Long Island City on the bill. He booked myself. He booked the great Gus Tate, Jess Levin, Phil Duckett, some of New York City's best stand-up comedians.
Best show.
Everybody killed.
Everybody. Even the guy.
Everybody had a great
set. The Dementia Society founder. He killed. He was great.
Yeah, it was to benefit the Dementia Society. And even that guy did great. Your partner, your real estate
Mark
partner.
Cesaris.
Yeah, he killed it. Great. He went up and just announced you and did great. So it was awesome. We had a good time. And
we're doing it again.
Me,
is the point. We're going to be touring. Yeah.
Go ahead, Cap.
No, I was saying, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It did so well that people are saying to us, other real estate agents were there, were saying, we got to do this somewhere else. We're just going to do this in Long Island. We're going to do this all anywhere real estate agents are gathering with clients. We're just going to put on comedy shows. Come and see.
We're going to put on comedy shows. Jessica Levin's a pretty dirty comedian. She's going to go up and scream four letter words at people, the C word, the F word,
about anal.
Every word, the A word, every word possible. And here's my question. Cause the point of it was, I get it to help dementia people, like in quotes, but the real point is so you can move some real estate, right?
Exactly. Of course.
You want to sell condos and
I want to sell
did
condos.
You sell any? And so you got us comedians to perform as a guys to like hand out business cards and all that stuff.
Get people laughing. Yeah, exactly.
Did you sell any condos?
No, we have not sold any condos yet, but yes. If you're asking, do we have to give you a cut? If we sold any off that event,
I was just hoping. I'm not looking for my 10%. It would be nice, but I'm not looking for it, but I was hoping you'd offer.
It's a long game. It's the long game. We get you in, we give you a good time. You remember us, you know? So
in the future. Yeah. So then that's why the word got out. And now these people in Long Island, I heard Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware.
We do a whole tour. We're getting shirts and everything. A bus.
New Mexico, Texas. We're going state to state doing real estate comedy. And it's going to be fun. Maybe we'll go to Bogota. You know, we'll go down to Columbia way and do it down there. Anyway, speaking of, let's get to the show. So
let's do it.
Here's what I know about this topic. There's a president. His name is Petro. Right. He got elected in 2022. We talked about him last year with Paolo, and Petro says, hey, guess what? I used to be a communist guerrilla fighter and I went around shooting people and la-di-da, life's good. M19 was the name of his guerrilla group. And the people said, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
We've had enough of these peaceful,
these pencil pushers.
Yeah. Pencil pushers. You know, and they're inside the beltway. They don't know how to relate to the local man.
They don't want to drain the swamp.
And so Petro came in and he said, hey, I used to be a guerrilla fighter. I can negotiate with the guerrilla fighters. It takes one to know one, right? Exactly. You got to get in.
I know how to butter them up. Tell them how, you know, no one's ever thought to ask them to drop their weapons peacefully from inside.
Well, like, you know, Trump said, who can build a better wall than me? I've worked in construction my whole life. He hadn't.
Well, it's like, no, Trump said that he knew how to fix the tax code because he cheated on his taxes forever. So
there we go. That's a better example. Yeah,
he knew exactly.
So this Petro's move was this says, I used to be a guerrilla fighter. I can relate to him. Let me in there. And the people said, that sounds good. And I have been told by, I know a few people down in Bogota and they're part of
sources close to the situation.
Yeah. And they're part of the upper class and their kids, you know, they're wealthy and their kids go to the La-Ti-Da private school. And I have been told by certain children around Bogota, Colombia, that the that the kids at their school, the rich kids at their school are not too happy with Petro.
He's a communist, right?
But the kids also tell me that he seems to be good. He seems to be good for the country, but the rich, spoiled kids that go to school with them are pissed off about it.
Oh, okay.
So, but they say they don't believe that. They say they're going to let, you know, they're going to let the let his work decide for him.
Right. These, right. So they support do these kids support the deal with the ceasefire that we're
Well, we might be able to patch him through. I haven't checked in, but we could bring him on live and ask. Anyway, point is, so now there's a ceasefire. That's what we meant to get to. So now Petro has done good on his deal. And he said the ELN. The biggest and brightest of these paramilitary groups.
Most violent. Yeah.
The most violent, the most extreme.
Biggest and brightest.
And he made a deal with them and he said 6 months, no violence. And they said, okay.
No chopped heads off for no bombs for 6 months.
No one's head's getting chopped off for 6 months. And then we'll see. Yeah.
6 months in a day. You got no promises.
Paulo Hernandez, fantastic stand-up comedian based in Bogota, Colombia. And is recording a new comedy special in 2 weeks. He's doing it in Spanish, but it's going to be subtitled in English, everybody. So follow him on social media immediately. And he can tell you what his Instagram is. I have it here, but I can't grab it that fast. Let's see. Paulo Hernandez. Mr. Oh, excuse me. It's just his, Mr. Paulo.
Yeah, Mr. Pablo. Mr. P-A-B-L-U. Yeah, you can find me like that.
Mr. P-A-B-L-U. And there you'll get clips, you'll get updates, all that stuff. That's his voice. You hear him right now coming to us from Bogota, Colombia. Welcome to the show. And how did we do on the recap of that story? How close were we to the truth?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's so big, that story, you know, because those days, everyone is talking about the peace, total peace. Yeah, let's stop fighting. And that is a common thing here in Colombia. All the time we are talking about, stop the war, stop fighting each other, let's talk each other because we are grown men, stop doing that. So, but you know, in Colombia, and everybody knows around the world, in Colombia, the principal economy is the drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. Is drugs.
Chief export, you would say.
those groups like ELN, they're still living like that. Yeah, we are drug dealers. We live like that, and you know, drug leave a lot of money. So it's not easy to stop the war and start living like decent people. I know. I don't think decent people is a political.
You don't think it's a political move to be a
decent person?
Well,
they're still allowed to sell drugs, right? They're just not allowed to be violent. Is that the?
Oh yeah. What is the peace deal? What does the deal say? What do they actually do?
This president, Petro, said, okay. He is like a person who doesn't like the war, like the previous presidents, that they choose, no, let's fight these groups. We are going to kill them all. We are going to kill them all because you people are the most important, not them.
Yeah. We're going to kill all the groups, the communist guerrilla groups, to save the regular people. That was the old president said that.
Yeah, the previous president said that. But Petro, okay, I'm agree with him. He said, no, let's talk with them. Let's talk and let's talk. Because the previous president, it was Santos, he tried to do that the same with FARC, the principal guerrilla fighters in Colombia. The second one was ELN. We didn't talk about ELN because they were not important like FARC.
Yeah, FARC was the main guerrilla group. And they made ELN was like lower level.
The second one, yeah. So because FARC stopped fighting here in Colombia, but now the ELN is like moving around the country. But you know, here in Bogota, we don't feel that war too much. Mm. It's so different. The war here in Bogota is insecurity. It's so different from the countryside. The countryside, you feel that much. But not around the whole country, just some parts, few parts in the country. No, is the total country? No. Not like like 20 years before, that it was the whole country in a war. No. Just few parts. in the sea, near to the Pacific Ocean, near to Venezuela. Those
that's where they control. The ELA controls those areas.
Those territories, yeah.
So in 2016, the deal happened with FARC, right? The peace deal. So FARC, and at that time, is that when, because as you said, 20 years ago in the cities in Bogota and Medellin and all these places, there was the fighting was everywhere. It was in the whole country. And now, as you say, I've been to Bogota twice in the last 2 or 3 years. You don't feel it at all. You feel 0%. You feel safe. Totally safe.
Oh, that's good. I like that because it's so good because you called me yesterday. I said, I'm going outside with my dog and I'm going to leave my mobile phone here at home because it's not safe.
Yeah, you told me that.
Well, Turner travels with armed guards when he goes in. Security
team. Yeah, that's what I say.
We went to Medellin, we went to Bogota, and we went somewhere else. And we drove through, like, out in the countryside, and everywhere we went felt safe. But
you were driving around.
My brother, I mean, someone I know drove. Yeah, an unnamed source drove.
okay.
No. I know someone who lives there. Who lives there in Bogota?
No, the principal roads in Colombia are okay. You travel by land here is gonna be good for you.
Yeah.
As I told you, those parts near to the Pacific Ocean and near to Venezuela, still you feel that it's not safe going there.
You could be sometimes inept or,
sometimes as a comedian, some people say, do you want to come here? I say, where? Those cities. Maybe you don't know, but it's called Florencia.
Okay.
Florencia Caquetá is the place where they still there. I say, oh, no. I don't want to go there. I'm not,
it's not worth it.
I don't have enough money to be kidnapped, but
you're not a good hostage, really.
Yeah. But
some people don't know. They just, because, you know, you've done stuff on TV. They see you on TV and they go, he must be rich. And they don't know comedians. Yeah. You can get on TV and not be able to pay your rent. I know people who are on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. They can't pay their rent every month.
They kidnapped you, Turner, in hindsight. You're a big celebrity.
Well, I haven't been on enough TV. They don't watch Kennedy on Fox Business.
Had you been on TV? Maybe you could be kidnapped here.
So I see. So you won't even go. So what do you think would happen in those? Why are they dangerous for someone like you or just for the average person?
Anybody?
No, it's an average person. Yeah. Yeah.
And why? Like, what will they do? Because shootings, kidnappings?
No. Actually, they just kidnap. It's not a deal to kill anyone just by, I want to kill him. No. No, you just they kidnap because it's a business.
And then you pay and you get out.
Yeah
but they feed you when they kidnap you? I mean, it's,
cheese pizza? how much do you have to pay to get out when they kidnap you?
Let me see, because nowadays the dollar is going down here.
Oh yeah, it affected the exchange rate.
Inflation.
Can you pay in Bitcoin?
Well, what happened that?
Yes, carry the one.
The currency in Colombia, the peso Colombian peso, is good. It's good enough. No, it's not strong like a sterling pound, but it's good enough.
So, how much do you think?
Maybe they ask for, let me see, $10,000.
Wow.
American dollars. Yeah, $10,000.
That's too much. That's also not.
I don't know if my parents would pay that. I'm trying to
think. Three of us is too much.
And if you have, but also, how much does your show pay? If you go there to perform, see, I would say you have to offer me more than $10,000 because I need to cover the
kidnapping. You have to offer me insurance, ransom insurance or something.
Show, it could be just $500. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's not worth it.
All right. No, so you got to get kidnapped after the show, at least. So you get that $500 in your pocket.
I'll my four jokes.
Yeah. You know, when I was down there in Colombia, I was talking to, I don't know if it was the taxi, maybe my tour guide. And she knew you. She said she's a fan of yours.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's a big stand-up comedy fan living in... she asked what I do. I said, I'm a comedian. She's like, I love comedy. And I said, it was in Bogota. And so I said, oh, do you know Paulo Hernandez? She said, oh, yeah, he's so funny. So, oh, yeah, you're a big deal. God. You could get kidnapped. You, don't sell yourself
You're kidnapping
short.
Famous. Yeah, yeah. That's
yeah, yeah. You're famous
they might ask
enough
for 20K for you.
I could be kidnapped. No.
You're good enough to be kidnapped.
No, I'm kidnapped.
Would you be if you're a comedian and you go there long enough and no one kidnaps you? That's like a real low point in career. You can't even get kidnapped in this town.
Getting kidnapped is like in America, we all want to get to be in the Just for Laughs festival.
Yeah.
In Colombia, you want to be kidnapped. That's how you know you've made it as a comedian.
Now you are famous enough to be kidnapped.
That's good.
Don't.
Yeah, one of the marks.
After, well, you're recording a special in 2 weeks, so after this special, after that, maybe you're big enough.
Yeah, it's not gonna be Netflix and Prime or in HBO, but it's gonna be by myself. So it.
Well, that's the way everyone does it now. Yeah, that's how you
doing that.
You
right
do it
now.
On YouTube. Ari Shaffir did that. Everybody's just you put it out on YouTube, and 10 million people watch it.
Yeah. And see, in English, with subtitles in English, it's going to be good. And when you start today podcast, when you start recording today, I hear that you have a Patreon.
Yes.
Everyone has a Patreon.
We're
all begging for money.
Bunch of beggars.
Yeah. Yeah, begging for money. It's like a begging. Sometimes I feel ashamed to ask for money, but it's okay. Everyone is doing that around the world.
I mean, hey, people like to support. Here's the thing. Podcasts started maybe like 15 years ago is when they really got popular. And it took 10 solid years for people to be like, wait a second, why am I podcasting for free?
Yes,
I should probably make some amount of money doing this. And so then that's when Patreon came in and people get to support you. If they're interested in what you do, they can support you. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
It's not what you have to choose, laundering money or asking for money.
Laundering money or asking for money or kidnapping people.
Or
we could do that.
We should try kidnapping audience members who don't pay, who like aren't Patreons.
Or
we know who listen.
What if we bring we kidnap Ari Shaffir. Oh. And we kidnap famous comedian Joe Rogan.
That
we
could be a new podcast idea.
Let's kidnap Joe Rogan right now.
Let's force kidnap Joe Rogan.
We just force him to be our guest, and then we get ad revenue.
That's a good idea. We'll let you out. You know, we don't want money. We just want you
to be our guest every day. We're going to do a podcast, and you have to be our guest. You have to be funny.
Subscribers.
We got Joe Rogan
all week here, folks.
He's
any
in,
crazy
he's in
theory
chains.
He wants to talk about any conspiracy.
He has like a muzzle on.
Tough guy. All that martial arts. Yeah.
So I want to ask the because it says the FARC went away, obviously 2016.
Yeah.
And then you said the ELN was the lower version, lesser version of the FARC.
Yeah, they
but
mean,
then
they just got bigger, right? Is that what happened?
Version, but I read since that time, the FARC has now, I mean, the ELN has now doubled in size. It's twice as big. So
yeah,
did the FARC people all just join the ELN?
Yeah, like absolutely. Because they don't care about the ideology. They care about the money.
Ah.
That's okay. Right. The reason,
some real Marxist there.
No, it's not. It's not Marxism. We are going to fight about Karl Marx and our ideology. We want to change the Colombia country. No. We need money in our pockets. So that's the reason they start like getting new people, but former or paramilitary or guerrilla doesn't care. It doesn't matter.
Sorry, go ahead, Ken.
I was going to say, it's so interesting because we read one of our media sources, I think NPR said that ELN is the most ideological. They're the ones who care the most about ideology, but you're saying
NPR.
Yeah,
a bunch of their members are just joining for the money, right? Basically. Yeah.
Everyone NPR is part of the ELN.
Exactly.
Paramilitary.
National Public Radio for the yeah.
So, Paulo, what is, in theory, what are the goals of the ELN? What do they want besides money? What do they tell you they want?
I don't know. Do you know? Because nowadays, the government is lefties. So that's what they wanted. According to the war, according to the ideology fight, is we want that the government is like lefty that way. Nobody that the government is lefty, but you know, I don't feel we are communists in this country. It's not like Venezuela, because when Petro was about to become a president, everyone were scared about it, because they said, we are going to become Venezuela. Oh my God, we are going to be poor. We are going to be, oh my God, run away from Colombia. Let's go to America. But no, 1 year after President Petro started like being on the power, everything is the same. Of course, some things have changed. For example, his speeches about the people is different than the previous governments, because he cared about the really poor people in Colombia. And previous, you could feel that the government was like a business for themselves. You know, the richest families in Colombia, they were in the power. So they're getting money for being on the government. But this president not, and he has a lot of enemies, plenty of enemies. All the time they're saying, no, no, don't do that. No, it's wrong, look what you're doing, etc. So it's strange that the ELN still fighting. I don't know. So the main reason why they're fighting is because of the money, because of the drug money.
He's not getting a lot of his stuff done then, right? Because I read that the Congress is holding up a lot of the, like, he wants to do more leftist policies, I guess, but they're not letting him even pass. Is that a fair how it's been after a year in power?
Yeah, because they try to change like some policies. They try to, for example, health policy in Colombia. Health policy is nowadays is about business. A lot of privacy companies have the control of the health in Colombia. So the government want to change that, not to be from the privacy companies, but being from the government itself. But it's so difficult to change those rules. It's so difficult to change those laws, because the majority in the Congress, they are from the opposition. So they go to the president.
Right.
So it's crazy.
I have a question. So the ELN, from what I read, is not like one central group. It's basically a movement but everyone kind of acts on their own.
It's like a church.
It's like a what?
It's like a Christian church.
Okay, like a church. So who would the Petro even negotiate with? Because I've read that even the people at the top of the ELN don't have control over their own members.
Yeah.
Like they could say we have peace, but then their own members could go do stuff that they don't want them to do.
It's strange, because I remember when with FARC, there was one leader and the government were negotiating with him. So actually once that leader of the FARC went to our show. He was on a table and we were, is that the guy? Yeah, he was.
You knew him. Whoa.
He was scared, but he was relaxed, taking wine, eating.
He's a good audience member. And we say what you want.
He was the leader of the FARC. Nobody was a politician, but we were scared as a comedian. My God, he's there. And he was laughing. We were telling jokes. Normal. Nobody asked about him. Are you the guy from the park? No, nobody asked.
You didn't do any crowd work with him?
Don't mention that.
Get a crowd work clip for them?
He was there really quiet, really peaceful, drinking wine, having fun. It was strange. It was so bizarre at that moment.
No heckling? He didn't heckle?
No. He didn't heckle. He was laughing a lot. Wow. Like, what?
Great.
Did you have any jokes about FARC you left out that night? Or
actually we didn't jokes about it, but because we were like, is this a guy? Yeah, he's that one. Oh my God, he's there. He's just sitting on the table drinking wine by himself. It was with a young girl.
Yes.
Of course,
he's a young girl.
He's power, man in power.
Did he?
Yeah, because he likes young girls.
Okay. Oh, boy. So there was a lot of rich material there you could have used, and he didn't make jokes.
Was this at your comedy club?
Yeah, it was a comedy
club. Bogota?
In Bogota, in the downtown.
And this is before 2016 or after?
No, after.
Oh, after.
Yeah,
after.
Oh, so he's now. He's
that's why they made the deal. They wanted to be able to go to comedy shows and not get arrested. Or,
well, and go to the big city, you know.
Yeah, be out with the young girl.
Yeah,
take her out, get out of the bunker.
But I mean, his life changed a lot since he started the peace process. He changed.
Is he now like part of the system now? Is he like a sellout to the
part of the system now? And he's a politician.
Ah, exactly.
He belongs to the Congress. So anyway, I don't know who is the guy from ELN.
A name I saw, but I don't know if he's as powerful, right?
Maybe we know the name, but we haven't seen his face. We don't know what he thinks, how he speaks.
And do you think what will happen is that the ELN, the people who don't want peace, are just going to start some new group or splinter off to, because that the way like the ELN got more members after FARC had the peace deal. Is that just going to happen, you think?
No, it happened like that. Yeah, because actually we don't know him. Average people like me, we don't know the guy. Who is that guy? I don't know. Maybe they say there are three guys, the three leaders, the ELN. We don't know. And as you told before, yes, they are split. Yeah, there is a lot of criminals in different parts of the country. I didn't tell you something. This government, they tried to make the peace. Doesn't matter how. So last time the president said, I don't know if it's a law or it's they are going to try to do that, but they said, we are going to pay you for not to rob in the city for being good people to the criminals. We are going to pay you.
That seems like a bad idea.
Pay ELN or pay?
$300. And we say, what? All the people are trying to be honest, to be working properly, but you are still here, they're going to pay you? It's strange.
So they pay the guerrillas not to rob people?
They try to.
Doesn't seem like a popular policy. I mean, I know people
no.
have a popular policy. Yeah.
We can't even cancel college student loans.
You can join the ELN, come here.
I think that's going to lead to more, because then every time you got to start robbing people again to get your payment again. It's like it's a real.
Well, and also, as Paulo says, what about the people who never robbed anyone in the first place?
Well, they're the idiots, obviously, clearly.
They don't get anything.
Just suckers.
Yeah, that was so stupid. I think it's stupid. Why they're going to do that?
It's like when they buy guns off people sometimes in places I know, but that's like, at least like, it's like got the gun away at least, but yeah, that's, but in you said earlier, so Bogota though, they are safe. Cause I read that in 2019, they did blow up a police academy, right? There was a bombing that killed about 22 people.
Yeah.
I believe. Is that the last time though?
But I don't know. Yeah. I read something about it that later in the investigation with someone from inside that police academy.
Oh, it wasn't
not straight away the ELN. No, it was from someone from inside because he knew how to move inside the police academy. And it was awful. It was terrible. It was horrible. I remember that news because I hear the blast. I remember. And the news, oh my God, we start again, like in Pablo Escobar age, dark ages. No, but it was someone from inside.
Oh, and so it was. We didn't get that in our coverage either. But that's crazy. Oh my God. So,
we don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. I'm dealing with a barking dog over here. Yeah. So,
So what I was going to ask you? Do we even figure out what did the ELN get in the peace deal? Like, what is the motivation if they're not being paid this time, right? Like, why are they? Why do they agree to this? They disagreed because they have a leftist.
Can you hear my dog? Sorry.
No, it was Turner's dog. Oh, no.
I have a dog as well, and he's barking as well. Anyway, what is the motivation nowadays to talk with the government and to establish total peace with them? Maybe is to become part of the system, like FARC.
They want to have like members of parliament or members of the Congress.
Yeah, member of the Congress, you are going to have more money, but not of them. But it's funny because some members of the FARC, some guerrilla formers, they left the guerrilla and they started becoming normal citizens. And they have like small companies. For example, they sell food. I've known some people of them. And this restaurant belongs to an ex-former FARC. So they start like being normal people. I think it was good.
You knew them personally, like former members of FARC?
Not personally, but I knew, for example, the places. There is a place in Bogota where they sell clothes. And the clothes, they made clothes by themselves, and they were ex-formers, guerrilla FARC. So that was the idea, the principal idea, the principal motivation to start being normal people, not like average people. But, you know, money is the evil thing in Colombia, and I think everywhere in the world, everywhere, because they say, okay, let's start a business, normal business, a small company. You are going to get not a lot of money. You're not going to be a millionaire, but you're going to live well. But here you are going to receive more money if you are a bad guy. You have to choose.
All right. I'm back. We got to take a break here, everybody. We're part of the World's Smartest Podcast Network. That's us. That's Dr. Andrea Jones Roy, the Majoring in Everything podcast. That's Andrew Heaton with the Political Orphanage podcast. You can find us all at worldsmartestpodcastnetwork.com. And now, a word from your local sponsor.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're back.
Thank you, sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors. Paolo, I wanted to ask, yes, of course, all the way from Colombia, if we're thanking our sponsors. I wanted to ask you about this. You told me, I talked to you yesterday, and you told me that you've been studying English every single day now with the idea of doing comedy in English, right?
Yes, that's my dream. Yeah.
Amazing. When did you start studying?
Well, my goal is to do comedy in English. Actually, I was in San Jose last year trying to do some stuff in English, and it was good. It was amazing.
In California?
In California. Very kind people and crazy people as well.
Where did you do the show? What place?
I have to go to an open mic in Los Angeles. But you know the difference between that open mic in Los Angeles and here?
Yeah.
Is what you have to pay for being on stage.
It's the worst.
For me, it was crazy. It was the first time I had to pay for being on stage. And I paid for that, and it was in the club. I don't know if it was a club, but it was something really dark. And there was no audience.
No. Open mics in Los Angeles and New York are terrible. The rest of America is pretty good. And you don't have to pay. You only have to pay in New York and Los Angeles.
All right. Yeah.
The rest of America. Did you do any shows in San Jose?
Yeah, I did some shows. Actually, I was with where I tried to find comedians by Instagram, and I got two comedians. I wrote them, "Hi, I'm Paulo. I'm from Colombia. I'm not gonna stay in America too much.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go back to my country. Just gonna go on open mic." And he said, "Come here. You're very welcome." I was a very kind guy. He asked me what I did in Colombia, so I told him my CV. I told him that I was in Comedy Central, but Latin America. But for that crowd of people, comedians there, it was good. Like, really?
Yeah, it's Comedy Central. Big deal, dude. Next time, tell me wherever you go in America. Tell me, I can help you get shows.
Just say the name Turner Sparks.
No, I know people in San Jose and San Francisco, everywhere, wherever you go. Miami, you said, are you going to Miami soon?
No, I've never been there.
Okay, if you go to Miami, wherever you go, I thought you were saying you were going to Miami, but I can help you get shows. I'll connect you with comedians who live in those places.
Yeah, no, I just want to perform in English. I want to feel the sensation like were my first time in Spanish.
Yeah. And how did it go in San Jose? How were the shows?
It was good. The people were laughing about my jokes. I built some bits, but as soon as I get to the United States, I started to write my jokes, new jokes. And the people were laughing a lot. Well, oh, you're good. I say, thank you.
On stage, you go, thank you.
Thank you. Funny in a different language.
It's hard, man. Were you writing? You were writing new material for English.
I wrote new material for being in English. I didn't translate my old jokes.
Yeah. Okay.
New material. Yeah, by context, I think is better.
Yeah, and was the audience like Latin American? Or they?
No, the audience were Americans.
Americans,
Americans.
People who just speak in English. But my target was to do performance in Spanish in San Jose for Colombian people who live there, and it was good. But I was amazed for doing that in English.
So and did you do both? You did Spanish shows for the Colombians and then English shows.
But not at the same audience, you know?
Yeah, different audience. Yeah, of course.
Different audience, yes.
That's great.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good experience.
And so how long, you said you've been studying English pretty thoroughly. How long have you been studying now?
Actually, you know, my career is teacher, Spanish and English teacher. But in English, I was so bad. The worst student ever in that university.
But you taught English?
Yeah. Poor guys.
They didn't check the CV that closely.
Poor guys, they paid me for rubbish, for lies.
For rubbish.
I mean, Turner is a notoriously bad English teacher, too. So you guys get it.
Oh, that's true. Work together. I was a bad English teacher. And I speak,
You speak very well English.
Anyway. Yeah, but I couldn't teach it. It's different.
Anyway, I went to London. I was living in London like 2 years. So I have to learn English by force.
Yeah, in London.
In London. So for that reason, sometimes some words I said in like that British accent.
Oh, don't. Yeah.
Well, you just said rubbish. You said rubbish.
You see, I said rubbish. I didn't say garbage.
That's not going to work in America. We don't want to hear. We want American English. So no.
My dad wouldn't even understand that. He'd go, "What it rubbish? What's that word?
It's rubbish, please. What did you say?" Yeah.
He wouldn't know the word. That's a good American accent.
No. I was working in a station, Liverpool Street Station. So all the time I had to talk with English.
You worked in a train station?
It wasn't in a train station, but inside the station was a shop. So I was working as a cashier there. So people, I don't know, but they ask me for directions all the time. Yeah, just English people. Excuse me, sir. Well, I can find. Yes, go straight and turn left. Oh, thank you very
much. That's great.
I really appreciate that.
You know, so you're when I learned Chinese, directions was the first thing I learned because I had to tell. It was before the internet, before like smartphone. So I had to tell. You had to get in a taxi and be like, go straight, take a right, then make a left to try to get you where you're going.
Chinese? That is crazy.
Yeah, Chinese. I mean, yeah. I mean,
so difficult, that language. Yeah, I just saw reels from Instagram, from your Instagram.
Yeah.
You are saying a joke about your wife. And she was about that joke. I said, oh, nice.
You liked it? All right.
Yeah, I was good.
Yeah, I got the wife. Take my wife, please.
a viral clip. It's Columbia.
I like how he's laughing. Like, I wrote that bit. That's my bit. The oldest bit in human history. Great. So then do you think you'll come back to America to do more English language?
Yeah, I have to go there maybe in 1 month.
One month from now.
What day? Today we are in August. Maybe in September I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back there to America.
Can you come to New York?
I have to go to New York. I need
take you to the Colombian sections of Queens. We could put a show together.
Oh, there we go. Real estate show.
I should do a real estate show. Yeah, my office is in Jackson Heights. A lot of Colombians in Jackson Heights area. So Elmhurst. Yeah.
I also should say, well, that's a great idea. We should take you. We'll take you to Queens. I love how like you come all the way to America and we're like, you want to see Colombia people?
This could be a new thing we do. When any of our guests come to America, we take them to Queens. That's our Staten Island or something. We just do like
it's like, what's the movie? Coming to America.
Exactly. Start with our guests.
Coming to America. Yeah, yeah.
Also, I should say, I can see out my window the, not the Statue of Liberty. What's it called? The other one.
The other one?
You know what I'm talking about? The Empire State Building. Empire State Building. I took a picture the other day because it was lit up the colors of Colombia.
Was that really? Because of this deal? The ceasefire deal?
I think it was the ceasefire.
No, it was money there.
I think it was your National Day or something?
Yeah. 20th of July. We're the National
Day. 20th of July. There's
a few
day.
Weeks ago. Congratulations. I sent it to my brother and I said, hey, look, it must be like Ecuador's Independence Day. He goes, or Colombia's. Yeah, oh. I was like, oh, oops. Yeah. Sorry.
Sources inside the country confirmed it is their Independence Day.
Yeah. Or whatever, their National Day of some sort.
We have two Independence Day here.
Oh, one from, what's the other one?
20th of July, the first one. The second one was yesterday here. 7th of August, we celebrate the last battle of Simon Bolivar.
Oh, so you get 2 days.
The last what?
We love holidays. We are crazy about holidays.
More the last battle of what?
Last battle of?
Of Simon Bolivar. Simon Bolivar was the George Washington.
Oh, George Washington.
Like the last one you want to get.
Jorge Washington.
Jorge Washington, yes.
Yeah, that's great. Wow. Did you fireworks for both? No.
How is Petro doing? It seems like...
We read his approval rating was like 33%, right? Is that
It seems like people don't like him very much.
People don't like him a lot. I'm going to tell you something. I don't like too much Pedro, but I think he's doing well. You know, that is a huge difference. I don't like his personality because he has a lot of ego. Like if everything he said is the perfect thing and the correct thing, and there is another way to do that.
Yeah.
That is Pedro. And sometimes he makes a lot of mistakes for his speech, but not for his actions. You know? So people say, no, Petro, stop. He uses a lot of Twitter. No, this X.
X. He's on X.
No, it's X. But he uses a lot that social
threads. No.
Social network. And he wrote a lot of stupid things. We said, stop doing that. Just be quiet and continue doing your stuff.
His actions are good,
but his
I think he's a good man. I think for me, even so, I don't like him. I think he's a good man.
I don't like him, but he's a good man.
A honest man.
Honest man. Like Jimmy Carter. Bad politician. Good guy.
But is he...
like Jimmy Carter.
Speaking of presidential comparisons, there's his son, though. There's a campaign finance money laundering scandal with Petro's son that's getting him in trouble.
Oh, my God.
A little Hunter Biden action over there.
There's going to be for every... Yeah, since I was a child, I think every single president here in Colombia has to deal with that.
Their kids?
No one gave me money, and I didn't know who.
Well, their kids are all terrible. Every country's politician. I mean, Uday and Hussein were terrible people. Even Saddam was embarrassed by his own kids. Because these kids, same with Hunter Biden, same with, what's his name, Trump, Don Jr. That
Bush daughter who's on the Today Show. I'm sure she's a monster.
Disaster, Meghan McCain. Because their parents don't. If you're going to become the president of your country, you don't have time to raise your kids.
Yeah. And
you know,
advice. I suggest that if you are going to be a candidate for running for president in a country, don't have kids.
Mm. Don't have kids.
Yeah, no, be infertile.
What's his name? Ronald Reagan's kid? He was a moron.
He had a couple. Yeah. Well, I mean, George Bush's kid was a moron, and then he was president. So he's
president.
It's gonna happen. I mean, Donald Trump. You know, his kids are well.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, be a single, please. But, yeah, why don't I?
But do you think this will get him from because being reelected? Do you think he's gonna have no like? Is he a lame duck or is he?
No. Petro said really serious that he's not gonna be reelected. He's gonna be.
Oh, he's not. So it's a one-time thing.
And this is it.
So will this deal be able to be hold then? If he's like this deal with the ELN, if there's a new next president. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll honor it or they'll go back to their old ways?
Now, you know, guys, now in Latin America is like everyone is watching or seeing Nayib Bukele from El Salvador.
Our friend.
Nayib Bukele, sure.
And they said, oh my God, we want to be like that. He's great. Here in Colombia, there is a lot of politicians who admire that guy. And they start like promising things for his campaign, their campaigns. We are going to be like Bukele. We are going to build a mega jail for all of you criminals.
To put all of the guys in jail, basically, instead of making a peace deal.
The MS-13. Yeah, building more and more jails. Just more and more jails.
Put all the ELN.
I mean, here's the thing. Yeah. If you want to be popular, Bukele has 95% approval rating. 95% of people love him. So,
well, they can't pull the guys in jail, so they're not in the polls. But yeah,
yeah. But I mean, Kaplan and I were there. Just anecdotally, people seem to like him.
Yeah,
seem to be better.
And we didn't get kidnapped at all because they were all in jail. So.
Not once.
Not once. Yeah. Not once. I tried. I was walking around with money hanging out of my pockets like a Joe tourist guy and just like
Joe tourist.
But no one kidnapped me. Not even
Joe Schmo. The
Joe
tourist.
Schmo. I had a map. I had a cap on. I looked like such a
I love New York shirt on.
I love the El Salvador shirt I bought in the store. I was trying to get kidnapped, but no,
that's
very safe.
Interesting.
I understand this.
So they're all trying to become like Bukele. Wow. That is
a bunch of politicians here, and they promise we are going to be that guy from El Salvador.
When you say the politicians, does that mean politicians like Petro or politicians different from Petro?
No, different from Petro. No, okay. Petro is, I think he's a serious guy. Actually, he was like arguing with Bukele through Twitter.
Got it. Loves Twitter. Yeah.
They were
Petro was arguing with him on Twitter. They were having
with Bukele. They were like writing them each other. I were, oh my God, so
funny. So is Bukele now a regional leader? Like he's like a star in Central America, South America.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, does he now have influence on other countries' elections? Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. We knew him when. We discovered him, I feel like.
So podcast. If he says, in Colombia, I want this person to win, then people will vote for that person.
People all the time, in you.
Wow.
To the social network. For example, there is a news here, some news that one person was murdered by another. Everyone, right, in the commentaries, they say, we need Bukele in our country. We need, wow. Where are you, Bukele? Come to save us, Bukele. Here in Colombia, you can read that.
Oh, my gosh.
So popular, yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, I believe that is the show. Thank you so much for doing it. What do you know where you're going to be 1 month from now in America, or you don't know yet?
Actually, as soon as I call, as I finish this recording, I'm going to call a guy who is going to help me to buy the tickets to go there. But yes, maybe 1 month, but I'm going to let you know, Tora. Because
fantastic,
interesting to going. I have to go to New York. I need to know that land.
You got to come to New York. All right, that is it, Paulo Hernandez. Thank you for doing it, no, everybody. Follow him, Mr. Pablo, on
with you at the end.
With a U, Mr. Pablo, on Instagram. And that's it. We just lost Kaplan, so I'm going to say, everybody, get lost.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.